for Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people. Thanks to the makers of
Roman Delta, Roman Delta, Roman Delta, Roman Delta.
Tonight, Vox Pop visits patients in the National Naval Medical Center, Bethesda, Maryland, in bidding goodbye to old 1945. Let's join your two Vox Poppers, Park Johnson and Warren Hull, now in Bethesda, Maryland.
Glad to see old Nank. That right, fellas?
And this is Warren Hull, sincerely hoping that every wounded veteran here will be out and in civvies early in 1946. And that's okay with you, too, isn't it, men? Huh? Of course it is. You know, the auditorium is jammed with ambulatory patients, patients in wheelchairs, and others wheeled down on litters. But this half hour belongs as well to those men who are listening in all the wards, men who can't be moved. So, here we go with our chief Vox Popper. Yeah, Vox Johnson.
Vox Johnson. Folks, Christ is a Marine. His 6 feet, 2 inch frame is stretched out at the moment on a litter, with most of his body in a cast. On his face, though, is a smile. I suspect this teems a little bit with some impatience to be up and at it again, though. The smile, I'm sure, is because his mother has been with him here for Christmas and New Year. But let's meet him. Folks, from Sarasota, Florida, PFC Charles E. Early of the Marines. Hi, Charles.
Did they call you Charles? Charlie, or what?
No, Early.
Huh?
They call me Early.
They call you Early. You mean Early in the morning, huh?
Well, they always call it a crack like that.
Yeah, Early in the morning and Early for Charlie. Say, Charlie, where were you last New Year's Eve?
Well, I was aboard a truck transport headed to Virginia.
On your way, were you?
Yes, sir.
Not feeling quite so good as even you are now, though, were you? And,
Well, I mean, I was getting around, and that's what I'm doing here.
Well, you'll be getting around soon again, we hope. What outfit were you with?
28th Marines, Charlie Company.
Charlie Company, 28th Marines, 5th Division.
That's right.
I've heard it said that that's the best regiment and the best Marine Division there is.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
It was a young fellow named Johnson in that regiment, in that division. So I'll have to shake your hands all over again. You had some previous military training, too, I hear.
Well, yes, sir. I was at VMI for a couple of years.
VMI?
Yes, sir.
It's a nice school, I hear.
You bet.
Folks, I mentioned the fact that his mother's here. Ms. Early, you didn't know I was going to call on you, did you? But tell me about him. Didn't he have a little military training earlier than that? Wasn't he a scout?
Yes, he was an Eagle Scout. The highest ranking person I've counted.
That brogue is not Florida. Where'd it come from?
Virginia.
Let's talk to Charlie a little bit more, and you back him up on anything that might need a little help with. Say, Charlie, you've been in the cast all the time, or have you been out of enough to, well, say hello to some of the girlfriends?
Oh, I had 1 week of liberty out here in Washington. Pretty good place to have liberty.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Really? I mean, you know people here, do you?
Well, I knew them, but they're all gone now.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Say, I wonder if you saw Malden's cartoons out there. You did?
Oh, yeah. We used to get them quite a bit out there now.
What'd you think of
them? Books. Well, they just tell what the instrument feels about this war. I mean, a lot of people one instrument wouldn't know about it.
He told the story of the fellows on the beach, didn't he? Early, or Charlie, what was your best day in 1945, did you say?
There wasn't too many good ones in this year. Well, I'd say that when parents came to see me, I felt that was the best day.
I imagine that would be about the best day you had. Say, Ms. Early, what does Charlie's dad do?
He's a lawyer.
Lawyer? Where, down in Florida?
Sarasota.
Charlie, you plan to be a lawyer?
Oh, yes, sir.
What kind?
Oh, a good one.
Oh, yeah, I know. A 5th Division Marine couldn't be anything else. I know that, but, I mean, do you civil, criminal?
Oh, mostly civil court, court of equity.
You know him pretty well. What kind of lawyer do you think he's making? A talking lawyer or a briefing lawyer?
Well, I don't know, but his daddy wants to be a courtroom lawyer.
Want him to be a courtroom lawyer? When did you get up, Miss Early?
20th of December.
And you've been here with him both Christmas and the holidays.
Buzz, will you bring me that orchid? Because I want to give it to Miss Early right now as representing all the mothers in the country who would like to be with their sons over this holiday season. Miss Early, will you wear that for yourself and
it's
for the other mothers?
That's the first one you ever got to, I believe.
No, I bet you it isn't. Say, Charlie, tonight we want each person who is on Vox Pop to do a little masterminding for us. Each person is going to get a crack at the same thing you're going to get a crack at now. Tomorrow, in San Francisco, the East and the West football game, the Shrine benefit game for the 20th year, you know, they're going to have a big game. All right, the one of you that masterminds closest to who the winner is and what the score, nearest score is, gets this $50 bill tomorrow afternoon that they're going to leave here. So give me your guess as to who's winning and what the score will be.
Well, that's a pretty hard one. I'm an Easter, so I'll pick East.
By what?
13-6.
Put on Charlie East, 13-6. Okay, now, we'll deliver the money if you win. Charlie Ellie, we know that you're eager to get out and to get well, and we all hope it won't be too long. And meanwhile, as a happy New Year gift to you from our sponsors, Boma Seltzer, we've got a couple of things. First of all, it's a super automatic Mido self-winding waterproof wristwatch. You like that Mido up there that Buzz has? Now, wait a minute, that's not all. One other thing. We've got a radio phonograph combination, an Emerson 46 model automatic record changer, which will be delivered to you very shortly. Where you want it, here at home?
Take it here.
Take it here, all right. And thank you a lot, Charles Early, and thank you, Ms. Early, for being with us. Okay. Well, thank you, lady.
Here's a man from an outfit that sets some sort.
Just a minute here, Warren.
What's the matter?
Maybe you better get my other ear here where I can hear something.
Oh, you missed your good ear?
My good ear.
All right. Just a minute.
Get situated here,
All right. All right, we'll start over again. Here's a man from an outfit that set some sort of a record in modern warfare. His division, the 4th Marines, fought four major campaigns in 13 months, and that's ongoing. He's 28, tall, dark, and very easy to talk to. From Gould, Florida, PFC Edward C. Kimball. Ed, have you ever been on the radio before?
No, I haven't.
Ed, do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Warren, I sure wish I could get a chance to say hello to my mother down in Florida down there.
Well, I wish you could, too.
You know, I'd sure like to be there now, too. And also, I'd like to wish I could say hello to my buddies from the 4th Marine Division. They're back here now, and I hope they're all back here and their dreams come true, and wish them a happy New Year. I wish I could.
You wish you could. Well, I will consider it done, and I don't think the Federal Communications Division, Communications Commission, is going to kick us off the air for that one. You were wounded out there in all that fighting only once, weren't you?
Once. That was enough. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you were really a very lucky fellow to come through all those engagements with only one wound, weren't you?
Well, yes, lucky in a way, yes, mm-hmm. but then lucky, unlucky in another way.
How?
Well, since then I lost quite a few things out in Iwo Jima,
mm-hmm.
and since then, well, I had my car stored in Detroit, had trouble there too, I had everything stolen out of it where I had it stored in the place.
Yeah.
And then more trouble after that, my bonds I had in my mother's place down there in Florida amounted to about $1,400. The hurricane come and took them away.
Well, look, 1945 hasn't been too good to you, has it?
Not very well, no. Warren.
Well, except that you're here and you're getting along very well, and we're glad of that. Let's, speaking of luck, let's try your luck on tomorrow's East-West Shrine football game. Now, what's your prophecy on that score?
Oh, I think the West will get it.
West?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And by what score?
Oh, about five.
Yeah. By
about
5 points?
5 points, yes.
All right. Have you got that down, fellas? All right. I understand that you've had this this contraption here, this harmonica and this guitar with you a long time.
Oh, you bet my life.
All through the campaigns out there?
All through our four campaigns,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Except Iwo Jima. I didn't get a chance to play it out there. They caught up with me too soon.
Oh, I see. Well, you played for the fellows a lot?
Oh, yes, we sure did.
And I'll bet they appreciated it.
Yeah. They always used to say it was our secret weapon. Because wherever we go, they'd always see me carrying my old guitar along with me.
Well,
you know, it's one of the greatest things in the world, I think, to be able to have music out there and get the boys all around you and sing together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they forget their troubles and kind of remind them of when they had a good old time back
mm-hmm.
home.
Well, Ed, could you just give us one quick little tune so it'll help us forget our troubles? Maybe we can imagine we're sitting on the beach over there and listening to you play. What are you going to play?
Oh, something like Ragtime, Annie.
All right, go ahead.
outfit set up for you.
That swell. Well, I can see where that would boost the morale of the fellows an awful lot. Well, we want to thank you for that. It's been a lot of fun talking to you. And now Bromo Seltzer has for you a couple of things you might possibly be able to use. First, it's a brand new guitar. And yes, we know that you did lose your old one.
Oh.
And then to replace one of those treasured items that was lost up there in Detroit, here is a brand new Eastman 8mm movie projector. Can you use that, Ed? Thanks
a
lot. Good luck to you, pilot first class Edward C. Kimball.
I don't know what to say, but thank you very much.
Okay, Park. Well, that little fellow's almost here again, and I don't mean Dick Joy, who's coming in now.
Well, Park, we're pacing the floor this minute. It's only a matter of hours. There he is. That's him. The newborn 1946. And for his size, that youngster's bound to stir up a lot of commotion. Yes, sir, bound to be big doings tonight. And what with late hours and rich refreshments, chances are there'll be some ordinary headaches around. If you're one of the folks who feel like this at midnight, but like this come morning, then get after that headache. Get prompt relief for upset stomach and edgy nerves, too. Try Bromo Seltzer. Feel three ways better fast. Bromo Seltzer's easy to take. No dry, bulky tablets to swallow. No tedious waiting for something to dissolve. Fizzing, refreshing Bromo Seltzer's dissolve before you drink it. It acts on head, upset stomach, and nerves. Let Bromo Seltzer start your new year right. Get three-way headache health. Enjoy tomorrow as you'll enjoy tonight. Hustle up. Get Bromo Seltzer from your druggist right now and...
Skipper Bethesda, and folks, this is one of the most beautiful hospitals, I would say, in the whole wide world. We've been here several times, and we love it. Of course, a lot of you guys don't know how lucky you are, or maybe you do. And one of the reasons so many men are back here getting well is the Navy nurse. Here's an overseas Navy nurse whose dark and laughing eyes and whose skill and understanding cheered many men, both overseas and here at Bethesda. Folks from Holland, Michigan, First Lieutenant George Nosier, Navy nurse. Lieutenant, that was a little bit flowery, but I was inspired by your hometown. That is
very nice.
That Holland, Michigan. Well known for those
tulips. For the tulip time, yes.
I wonder what they've done during the war. Have they kept them going?
Well, they kept the bulbs going, but they didn't have a festival.
Well, we'll get back to that festival
later.
They
certainly will.
Nosier, is that French or what?
That's a French name, yes. But I'm mostly Dutch.
Oh, you're Dutch and French, huh?
That's right.
So tell me, is this New Year much different from last New Year, or what were you doing last New Year?
Well, I was on duty down Pearl Harbor last New Year.
On duty?
Yes,
Didn't you get out at all to dance or anything?
Well, I was off duty at 10.
Oh. And then?
Well, maybe I danced one, that's all.
Oh, maybe you danced one, huh? Well, there's fellas out there who could dance were dancing too, wasn't there?
Yes.
Say, there's one little thing that I'm curious about. I see, of course, preponderance of Navy men, but I also see a lot of Marines around Bethesda. Which is the better person, a Navy man or a Marine, just confidentially?
Well,
look at them shaking their fists at you. You got to be a diplomat
I
now.
I don't know, but all I know is the Marines aren't so tough when they get that white knight shirt on.
Ah, you hear that, Alan? Lieutenant Nosier, do you plan to make nursing your career?
Well, Mr. Johnson, there's an old saying.
Yeah.
One never knows, do one.
Does that mean that the right man hasn't grabbed you yet?
Well, literally.
Literally?
I don't like to answer that.
Oh, you don't. That's getting a little too personal, isn't it? Well, we've got our suspicions anyway. Let's take a crack at that football score. You should mastermind a little bit. The gals are very lucky. Who's going to win and by what score?
I'll say the West by 14-6.
West by 14-6. Put it down, Raj, will you? Did you ever see any of these men around here?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, Charles Early used to be our patient.
Oh, he was?
I had a pleasure meeting his mother tonight. It was really
what
nice.
What kind of patient was it?
Marvelous patient.
Marvelous patient. Charlie, you hear that, fella? Lieutenant, we've got to pass along here. We got your guest down, and now to express the New Year's greeting of our sponsor, Bowman Seltzer, to you, we've got a couple of things we hope you're going to like. First is a match set of luggage all in white. One of them's an overnight, and one's a suitcase. See them over there? You like them? And second, from Garfinkel's here in Washington. You know Garfinkel's, of course.
Yeah.
This filmy blue lace trim. Oh, I can't say it. What is it? Negligee? Oh, and glass slippers to go with them. Thank you. Thank you a lot, Lieutenant Joyce Knowles here. Okay, Warren.
Well, here are two fellows who keep things popping up in Ward B4. One is a hospital apprentice, the other a patient. They're always kidding each other around, so we're told, so we're going to let them continue right here on the microphone. First, from Blackstone, Virginia, Hospital Lieutenant First Class Sheldon Herbert, then Corporal Andrew Belovalek of Star Junction, Pennsylvania. Get right in here, fellas. Just one at a time, please. Andy, what kind of a corpsman is Sheldon Herbert, huh?
Oh, Herbert, he's right on the ball. Just the other night, he come in at bedtime, woke me up to tell me it was time to go to bed.
Yes, but you had your socks on, too.
That's what you have to say to that. Well, what kind of a patient is Andy, Sheldon?
Well, when Andy came in, we had to give him chocolate milk so people could see him. He was so thin.
Well, you've done all right by him. Tell us your nickname, Sheldon.
Pluto.
What?
Pluto.
Why in the world do they call you Pluto?
Well, our coach in high school said that I look like him, I talk like him, and I walk like him.
I agree with the coach.
You do? Well, tell me, Pluto, I've heard something about Andy's smooth leg. Tell us about that.
We gave him some wave blood. That's what did that.
Yeah?
Yes.
Andy, is that so? You really got a smooth leg now?
Yes, sir, that's right.
You got a powder puff for Christmas, too.
Well, Andy, you don't especially like girls, do you?
Oh, not much, I don't.
No. Andy's a somebody girl. One came in the other day and his temperature was normal and went up to 102.
Well, do you fellas have any joint project when Andy can get out?
We're going down Washington, hit all the spots, I think, so I understand.
All the joints.
All the joints.
Well, we want just a quick prophecy from each of you, of course, on that Shrine East-West football game out in San Francisco, that all-star game for the benefit of Shrine Hospital for crippled children. Now, of course, you got $50 to guess right. All right, how about you, Pluto?
Well, I said the West will win 19-7.
The West certainly has it almost in every case here. How about you,
Andy? If he says the West, I say the East. Yeah. 19-7.
That's fair enough.
Andy, you can't be like that.
All right, now, fellas. We've got to stop this now and present you with some of those very fine gifts from Bromo Seltzer. To you, Andy, we're going to present first a super automatic Medo. That's a self-winding, waterproof wristwatch. The Medo is a wonderful watch. And when you get out, not too long from now, we have a brand-new all-wool civilian uniform for you. Here's a suit gift order for you, Pluto. And now, that's from Andy. For you, Andy. I'm sorry.
I'm not getting out anytime soon.
All right, Pluto. For you, just because you're going to be in for a while, we have an order from Bachrock, the nation's foremost portrait photographer, for a dozen portraits of you in your Navy uniform.
Thanks.
Nice? And a brand new 1946 Philco table model radio. Do you like that?
Yes, sir.
Woo, that's not all.
That's not all. You know, we have to usher in New Year's, and of course, to usher in New Year's, you always have a little, you have a very nice baby with a little sign, 1940, it'll be 1946 in this case. So, Pluto, for you, we have a baby with a sign, 1946. Come on out here, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, very pretty baby. What's your name, baby?
Ruth Tripp.
Ruth Tripp, huh? This is one time when he's not going to say, is this trip necessary? I'll tell you, Pluto, we have this as a gift for you. Table down in the embassy room at the Statler Hotel to listen to Jean Sablon down there. You know, he's being starred, and you have a very nice time. Do you like that, Ruth?
Well, I'd love it, but one can't.
What?
My sister has to go with me.
Well,
I can set that up.
Andy's right in here. Come on out, sister. Well, look, I'm a son of a gun. They're twins. Isn't that nice? Well, now, you fellows are going to have a very nice time. Good luck to you, and Happy New Year, youngsters. Thanks a lot.
Now, like to get in on a good thing? Well, listen to Dick Joy.
A good thing? That's Bromo Seltzer. Good, because Bromo Seltzer brings blessed relief like a breeze when you call for headache help. Good, because the Emerson Drug Company's exclusive product control guarantees Bromo Seltzer's purity and dependability. Compounded by a registered pharmacist in one of America's most modern laboratories, Bromo Seltzer's quality and uniformity are absolutely guaranteed. Repeated laboratory analyses and step-by-step inspection checks further guard Bromo Seltzer's quality and uniformity, from selected bulk ingredients to the final, exactly accurate filling and special protective sealing of each bottle of Bromo Seltzer. Yes, Bromo Seltzer's the headache relief to rely on. Fast dissolving, fast acting Bromo Seltzer brings comforting relief for headache, upset stomach, and nerves. You feel better not one way, but three. Caution, use only as directed. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor. Tonight, tomorrow, whenever ordinary headache strikes, feel right. Try time-tested Bromo Seltzer. There's a size for every purse, so buy a bottle of fast-acting Bromo Seltzer from your druggist tonight and
fight headache three ways. Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Back at Bethesda, down in front of the stage, because, like early, this young fella can't walk around a little bit. He's down here in a wheelchair. Back in the Cumberland Valley in Pennsylvania, before the shooting all started, there lived a young man who is next with us tonight. In filling out his questionnaire, he wrote, "No, I'm not married. Do I look easy?" Well, that's sort of a tip-off as to what we got coming. We want you to meet him now. He's from the 4th Marine Division, wounded on Iwo Jima, and his leg's in a cast, but he'll be out of here for too long, I think. Folks, he's from Chippendale, Pennsylvania, PFC Ned S. Robinson. Ned? Ned, I got a hunch you can take it, so I'm going to try a little bit more and see. You did write that, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Frank.
You did, uh-huh. Well, do you recall what you wrote in answer to our question? What was your occupation before the war?
No, I don't believe I do.
Well, I'll tell you. You said placer of misplaced blonde.
Oh, let's forget
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, they're listening down there in Chippenberg, too, huh?
That was just a joke.
Oh, it was, huh? Well, here's another answer that I don't understand. You said that your most humorous experience was listening to a wounded buddy's conversation in a shell hole under fire. Will that bear repeating?
Well, I might be able to make it bear repeating.
Go right ahead.
Well, it was on Iwo Jima. We were about halfway up the beach.
Yeah.
And one of my buddies got hit, got about 3 slugs through the back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the boys dug him into the hole there that I was in. And the sergeant sent me up on the edge of the hole to look whether my outfit was moving out or not.
Yeah.
So Red, he called me back into the shell hole. That's my buddy,
yeah.
Red.
Mm-hmm.
He called me back into the shell hole. He wanted to tell me about some girl that he was playing with up here in D.C.
You mean with the shells ringing all around?
Yes, sir, boys. Heavy,
yeah.
Heavy shell fire, machine gun fire. They were throwing everything but the book.
Well, that's, I guess under certain circumstances, you would call it humorous.
Yes,
huh?
That was.
Well, what was your happiest day in 45, would you say?
Well, I would say it was when I found out I was coming back to the city.
That would be a happy day. Say, before I forget about it, your guess as to the winner tomorrow, east or west, in that fine game and the score.
Oh, I'm afraid I have to take east.
East by what's the score?
Oh, 7-21.
East 21-7. Put it down for him. Well, now look, fella, we got to move on here. Something from Bromo Seltzer that we think you're going to treasure. Any hunter in the world will treasure it. It's a Model 99 Savage high-power rifle, 300 caliber,
oh,
one of America's most popular deer guns. You like that?
Oh, I love
it'll
it.
It'll be down here very shortly. Shipped from the Savage Chief in New York. And exactly the right size to fit that Oldsmobile that you've got jacked up in the garage at home. These two brand-new Firestone Champion Auto tires, and you can't have them until 1 minute after midnight when rationing goes
okay.
off. Can you use them?
You bet.
Thank you a lot, PFC Ned Robinson. Okay, Warren. Thanks, fella.
Okay. Everything would love it.
Well, who would ever think that tugboats did a big job in the war? They certainly did. And here is a Navy veteran who knows the story. He was over there. Guam, Iwo Jima, and Okinawa. Born in Wisconsin, he's of English, Irish, Welsh, and Norwegian descent. From Miami, Florida right now, Chief Bosun's Mate Manly A. Cole. Say, Chief, where were you last New Year's Eve?
Last New Year's Eve, Mr. Hall, we were crossing the international date line.
Yeah?
My New Year's lasted exactly 5 minutes.
Whole New Year's Day?
The whole New Year's Day. The commander of the convoy that was in charge sent word out to us that the Navy would not pay us for 2 days for that day.
Yeah.
Neither would they expect us to eat 2 days chow in that one day.
You had a rough deal, didn't you? Did you run into some hot fighting over there with your thugs?
Yes, sir, we did, Mr. Hall.
It's Warren. It's Warren.
Warren,
yeah.
Fine. Then it's Max.
All right, Max.
Iwo Jima was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Okinawa would have been bad, but we got sunk over there before we had to put too much time in.
Oh.
So it would have been worse.
You, what hit you?
We were throwing ammunition in, Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And what hit us, we don't know. What, when it hit us, I don't know. But I do know that it hit us. And the first thing I knew, I was out the water swimming.
All you know is that you just didn't have any stiff under you, huh?
That was right, sir.
All right. Just one more thing I wanted to ask you. Sorry the time's closing, but we
That's
do want to get
right.
your prophecy on that East-West sign football score. Now, who do you think is going to win?
Being from the East, I'd say East about 20 to 13.
East 20 to 13.
Right.
You got that part?
Right.
Oh, that's fine. I guess we have time for one more question. I wanted
Good.
To ask you about your happiest day in 1945.
Definitely, September the 13th, 1945, because then I landed in good old USA.
Well, you can't quarrel with that. Well, thanks very much, Mac, for coming aboard and shooting the breeze with us. And now, boy, am I nautical tonight.
Oh, you sure are.
Bromo Seltzer has a couple of things we think you would like. First, a handsome seagoing Taylor barometer for your own tugboat when you get out and have your own tug again. And a solid brass 7-jewel 8-day Seth Thomas ship clock with genuine ship bells. And I assure you, they're real pretty.
That is a beauty.
Thanks a lot, and good luck to you, Chief Wilson, St. Manly A. Cole.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you.
Okay. When it's all over, I got to find Chief Rabbit out here to hold this $50 bill for me. But we'll get on to that in just a minute. Folks, you know it won't be long now. And speaking for all the men of Bethesda, as well as for ourselves, we wish each of you a happier new year than you've ever had before.
And may each of us do his or her part honestly and unselfishly in trying to bring about the better world our fighting men demand.
And for our first program in 1946, well, Vox Pop is going to take you behind the scenes in Washington. Now, what the scenes we go behind will be is the mystery. You'll have to tune in next Monday night on Vox Pop to find out what it's all about. We think you're going to enjoy it. So, good night, folks.
And I just want to say, Park, thanks very much for helping me get through tonight.
Warren,
and,
I didn't know how to say it, but you're a wonderful sport, fella.
So long, everybody.
Warren's father passed away last night.
Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next Monday night, same time, same station, when Parks and Warren go behind the scenes in Washington, D.C. And now, our talking train has a special message from all of us to all of you.
Robo-Seltzer wishes you a happy new year. Robo-Seltzer, happy new year. Robo-Seltzer, happy new year.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.